Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Folks, coming up this Wednesday night, I believe there's going to be four Republicans that are going to be on the stage for the fourth presidential debate. We'll tell you about that. We'll tell you who's going to be there and who's not going to be there at this point. And, it's shrinking a little bit, and as it probably should be, and as it probably does as we go through these things. But, of course, there's the elephant in the room, and that's the Trump poll numbers. So we'll talk about that on the program this morning as well. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here as we race into this Tuesday morning edition. I can't believe, Monday's program went so fast. Here we are. We've literally turned around, and we're back at the start of hour number one again. Seems like it just happened in a flash. But, folks, the telephone number is 949-822-7959. That's the number to call in if you'd like to opine on the program this morning, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, and you can send me a direct message. You can also find me there on Facebook. We have links there for Facebook, also for X as well. And we want to say a good morning to everybody listening to us on AM 860, The Answer, right there in Tampa, Florida. Also, people listening along the GCN network, and of course, GCN distributes the program to our great AM and FM affiliates across the country. So wherever you are in the overnight hours, the early morning hours of America, we're glad that you're there, and we're glad to be here because we have a lot to talk about. It is chock full. We're going to talk about the debate. We're going to talk about some new tactics, I think, or at least a new emphasis. Maybe that's a better term from Ron DeSantis regarding Trump, but also regarding impeachment for Joe Biden. So my question to you this morning is, should the House be proceeding basically full speed ahead on impeachment of Joe Biden, or is it better to have Joe Biden as the nominee? Is he easier to beat in that sense? Or strategically, if you're able to cause a lot more political trouble for Joe Biden, are you then going to face a different adversary perhaps in November? And are there strategic values to that? So give me a call, 949-822-7959. Let me know what you think this morning here on the show. And we're also going to talk a little bit more about what happened in the Red Sea, because now the United States is warning the Iran-backed Houthis after these Red Sea shipping attacks. This from Bloomberg. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels claimed they targeted, quote, two Israeli ships in the Red Sea, part of a series of attacks against commercial vessels in international waters on Sunday, during which the U.S. said one of its destroyers shot down three drones. We understand it might have been more than that, by the way. The USS Kearney responded to distress calls from three ships over the course of the day while patrolling in the Red Sea, two of which matched the names of carriers the Yemen-based Houthis said they targeted, U.S. Central Command said in a statement. No casualties were reported, and while each drone was headed towards the Kearney, it wasn't clear that the warship was the target, according to CENTCOM. And we've been through this as well, right? We don't know where they're shooting these missiles at, but after what happened on Sunday, we talked a little bit about this on the Monday edition. Well, I think we kind of know now where these things were headed. The U.S. military blamed the Houthis, fully enabled by Iran, for the attack, saying they represent a direct threat to the international commerce and maritime security. The United States will consider all appropriate responses. And, of course, in full cooperation, or coordination, rather, with its international allies and partners, according to CENTCOM. So, basically, there's going to be this issue that's raised, and I think it was raised even at the press briefing room, about what other special things can be brought about in order to try to make sure that the shipping remains, number one, open and the ships remain protected. That also is another form of getting us a little bit deeper into this conflict. So going in and taking out their ability to fire these missiles may be one option. And at the same time, of course, Iran, and again, this also is part of the boggling sort of aspect to all this. You know, it's obvious that Iran is backing these. Basically, they're the prime backer. There are others, but Iran being the prime backer. And now they're telling their other sort of puppets to fire these missiles and to create this extra escalation potential. So by doing that, you would think that the world, that many in the world would start to say, well, wait a minute, you know, this is going too far. There are obvious lines being drawn, and in order to avoid a larger war, maybe the emphasis need not be upon Israel and its and the continued calls for it to, quote, follow the rules of war and all these kinds of things of which we discussed at length. And the fact that they go out of their way in order to try to minimize civilian casualties or non-combatants as casualties. Maybe if the world rallied against Iran, rallied against Hamas, rallied against those who are supporting them, and it's not a little bit of support. We're talking millions of billions of dollars in some cases that goes into this into this realm of terrorism and so forth, and also creating that narrative. Now, when we come back from the break, we've got a very interesting audio clip that begins to start putting some of this into perspective about how this narrative actually gets created and why it is so powerful about the Palestinians and where the divide is on those who are looking at the narrative one way and those who are looking at it another way. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We have so much more to talk about on the program this morning. 949-822-7959. It is Tuesday morning. We're here and we're coming back.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. One way or another, we're getting through the Tuesday edition of the program. Folks, we are here. It's bright and early, of course. It's very early, as a matter of fact. And but we're having a lot of fun. Glad to be here. Glad to be with you. And whatever you're doing this morning, we're glad that we're right there along with you. If you're traveling across the country, if you're driving a big rig, if you're working a shift, if you're doing something else with your job, if you're just up with us here in the early hours of the morning, talking about news, politics, music, all kinds of great stuff that we love to talk about here on the program. We're glad that you're there. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. And, folks, you know, I can't believe it because already it feels like, you know, it's December the 5th. But it also feels like December is already rushing by. I know that that's not a scientific conclusion of any kind, but I know for a fact, and I think I can make a informed prediction here that you're going to blink our we're going to blink our eyes and it's going to be New Year's and we're going to be into 2024 and we're going to be going in literally. You know, you hear this and it becomes kind of cliche, right? Becomes kind of cliche. The most important election and we've ever seen. And, of course, it really is even more so now than 2020. This election is now eclipsing 2020 easily by far in terms of its importance to our country, to our future, the future of not only our nation, but the future literally of the stability of the world, I think. You know, you had Lindsey Graham. And we alluded to this on the program yesterday, Lindsey Graham talking about, well, if Biden gets reelected to another term, the world will really be on fire. Well, I think that it's on fire right now. It's obviously on fire. And it is not something that's simply going to kind of just burn itself out. It's not something we can just kind of let it go and it'll eventually run out of fuel. No, I think it'll keep going. It'll grow in intensity. And that's why, again, this coming year, this coming election year is so very, very important. And so that's one of the reasons that we even have this program in particular, because we talk about these different issues. We talk about them with you, and you have a voice here on this program as well. We appreciate that. Okay, so real briefly here, before we get to the other audio clip that I was mentioning right before the break, to talk about how these narratives are getting crafted. And these narratives, by the way, and moving into 2024, the narrative that we have right now about Hamas being, you know, subjugated by Israel, or Gaza being subjugated by Israel, and Hamas is just the military wing that is just sort of fighting back and in this sort of honorable, you know, desperate warfare against the oppressor. That is a narrative that is being created. So we've got a great audio clip about that. But first, I want you to hear Jake Sullivan over at the White House press briefing room being asked about what consequences are there going to be for the Iranian-backed Houthis, who got the green light from Iran to start firing these missiles, not just at commercial shipping, but also, of course, at our own ships as well. And our ships can protect themselves very well. That is a good thing, a very, very good thing, in fact. But nevertheless, they're taking shots. So let's listen to what Jake Sullivan has to say in terms of the consequences. Now, typically there would be dire consequences. And I guess you could pick some of the presidents of the modern era, and their initial response would likely be, how do we rein down some dire consequences about this? But of course, if you're talking about, I don't know, maybe Obama, right? You're talking about Joe Biden now. That is going to be very problematic indeed. So let's listen to the question, then we'll hear Jake Sullivan.
Thank you. Continuing on that, you said these attacks were fully enabled by Iran. Can you talk about what are the consequences, or what the consequences will be for Iran?
As I said, we have seen this unfold over the course of the day yesterday. We are taking this time to consult with allies and partners, because we believe this is not just an issue for the United States. These ships were not U.S. commercial ships. They were from a variety of nations. This is an issue for the entire world, for every country that relies upon maritime commerce to sustain their economy. And by the way, that is every country. And that's why you saw the statement come out of the U.N. Security Council at the end of last week. So we will take the time to do the appropriate consultation, build a response that involves as much buy-in from as many countries as possible, and then we'll have more to report once we've done those consultations.
All right, so we're going to go over, we're going to consult. there's going to be a lot of consulting going on. There's going to be some meetings. Notes will be taken at these meetings. There'll be some notes that are taken. Then there's going to be some more discussions. Then we're going to have to run it up a couple of flagpoles. We're going to have to decide whether or not it's prudent. And then we're going to, you know, go to some of these other maritime countries, you know, who likely don't have a similar military of any kind. And we're going to kind of, talk to them a little bit about it. Well, obviously, you know, one of the things that the U.S. Navy does help to do is keep shipping lanes open and keep the shipping lanes safe. Seems like this is a huge problem that the Iran-backed Houthis and Iran itself, again, you heard the question, fully enabled by Iran. So those consequences, and they need not necessarily just be completely military. How much more do we need in order to make the Biden administration simply sort of close up on Iran? And going back to the Iran nuclear deal that John Kerry wanted so badly, it just seems like many in this administration and of the Democrat Party elite ilk, they seem to be just living in this weird world where, you know, we're just going to make it the way that we want to in our sort of our daydreams about how we're going to world build and nation build and craft all this together, when in reality sometimes you need to have some, as I said, some pretty dire consequences. But let's listen in here real quick. Every once in a while we get a great quote from Bill Maher. And again, you know, I typically preface it with, you know, we don't always agree with Bill Maher. He's pretty far over on the left. There's no doubt about that. But he does needle the left. and perhaps he's in a unique position to needle the left when very, very strange and bizarre things are happening on the left. But let's listen in, because he actually starts off with a with an anecdote, or basically a quote from Donald Trump, about how do we address our nation, our nation's history in our own schools. And I think the comments will surprise you. So let's listen in to Bill Maher.
So let me bring up one more plank in the... I'm getting ready for the next Trump term already. He says he, under his administration, his next one, schools will teach students to love their country, not to hate their country, like they're taught now. I got to say, this one doesn't bother me so much. Because I think that, I mean, this is what I see when I see kids demonstrating, these progressives demonstrating for Hamas, the most illiberal people in the world, that, oh, good, we're going to give America its comeuppance. This is, they kind of have been indoctrinated this way. And Chuck Schumer made a speech this week. He said anti-Semitism is a five-alarm fire that must be extinguished. This is the highest-ranking Jewish politician we've ever had in this country. He talked about when Jewish people hear chants like from the river to the sea. You understand that means wipe us out by any means necessary. Vulnerabilities in the party, James. The Democrats have a big split generationally on this issue. The kids seem to be with the Palestinians. And the older generation seems to be with Israel.
Well, the kids are with TikTok. They're with whatever TikTok tells them to be for, basically.
So that's a very interesting beginning there. You heard what Bill Maher was talking about. You know, if you're taught basically in one form or another that your country is an evildoer, it's a bad country, you're going to find many of these young people who are going to be siding with Hamas, or siding with the notion that, well, wait a second, you know, America's supporting Israel, Israel's bad, and we're bad, and everything's bad. And to hear Bill Maher say, well, you know, I'm not so against this one of what President Trump's talking about here. And because it is very apparent that those with a little bit more, you know, life under their belts, a little bit more time here, seem to have a little bit of a different perspective, because they begin to see things unraveling the way that they are. And you start to go back to the source of these things, the source of these bad ideas that become so destructive that, again, they unravel the fabric of our society. So I think that's a good quote from Bill Maher. We're going to have a lot more when we come back, folks. Taking your telephone calls to 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is urging Israel to do more to avert civilian casualties as the country ramps up its military campaign in southern Gaza.
We do not want to see a military campaign in the south that looks like the north. We do not want to see the same level of mass displacement.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said the U.S. is monitoring the military operation very closely. Fighting resumed this week in the Gaza Strip following the end of a week-long pause in fighting. Indonesia's Merapi volcano erupted on Sunday, resulting in the deaths of 11 climbers with a dozen more missing. The eruption has blanketed nearby cars, roads, and villages in ash, prompting evacuations. Congress must soon decide whether to approve more funding for Ukraine in its war with Russia.
Without congressional action, the administration will run out of resources by the end of the year to procure more weapons and equipment for Ukraine.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Right, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call in. And if you are driving through the streets of Miami this morning in a Ferrari Daytona Spyder, you go right to the head of the line for phone calls. No doubt. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. I love doing that, by the way. That is Crockett's theme, of course, from Miami Vice back in the day. And every time I hear that, I think about the Ferrari Daytona Spyder driving through the streets of Miami. And, of course, one of the main characters, Sonny Crockett, looking very pensive as he drives through the streets. And, it was a great part of that era, wasn't it, Miami Vice? they got another Ferrari later on. But at any rate, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Go to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message as well. We'd love to get those. And, well, I don't know if they're driving in a Ferrari right now in the streets of Miami, but we do have a caller holding on the line right here on line one, and I think it's May. Good morning, May. Welcome back to the program. Good morning, May. Welcome back to the program.
Yeah, no Ferrari for me, I'm calling for a... I'm calling with three fun Christmas ideas that pro-Israel Christians could do this season.
Okay.
From hardest to easiest, and I just want to give them out. One is an idea going around of mezuzah, but it could be a Christmas gift. And Dennis Prager first had the idea of Christians putting a mezuzah box on their doorway. But it would be just a great Christmas gift, especially for a big Christmas family gathering and a gift gathering, because it's a great conversation starter to give a gift like that. And if it was a big Christian family, one of somebody would want to put it on their doorway. Anyway, so a mezuzah is a Christmas gift. And another idea would be simply, and this is a lot easier, simply decorating with candles for Hanukkah. And Hanukkah, the first day of Hanukkah is Thursday, this Thursday night.
Right, December 7th.
But you wouldn't have, and you wouldn't necessarily have to get the exact number of candles right or get the exact days right. And everyone puts windowsill candles on there to decorate with Christmas anyway. So it would be a very subtle and safe way of celebrating Hanukkah and, you know, joining up with our Israel and Jewish friends.
Yeah, and showing solidarity and support. Absolutely.
Yeah, showing support, just sticking candles on the windowsill. It's Hanukkah time. Anyway, and the even easier and funner is simply watching Hanukkah movies. There's definitely a bunch of, I've never seen one, but there's definitely a bunch of wonderful Hanukkah movies out there. I'm planning to see some. So those are my three fun ideas for Christmas.
Very cool. I like those, May, very, very much. I'm sure a lot of listeners really appreciate that so very much. I appreciate your phone call.
Okay, thank you for your information.
Absolutely. Okay. Take care. All right. Well, good to hear from May. We haven't heard from her for a while, but glad to have her back and some great ideas. Well, that's right, because Hanukkah begins, I believe, sundown on December 7th, and I think goes through December 15th this year. And, yeah, these are some great great ideas. And, by the way, I appreciate so much, you know, the notion of showing some solidarity, showing that within our communities across the nation, right, that that there is that support. Because the kinds of things that we're hearing are so akin to the kinds of things that we heard, the world heard, in the early 1930s, running up and through World War II, and how the Nazis, you know, had their horrible, force against the Jews and bringing about the Holocaust and so forth. And the whole world basically was united in saying never again, at least the majority part of the world, I believe, was united in saying never again. And now we've got some people out there who are generally saying, you know, again, this is completely unacceptable in the most strongest of terms, my friends. So I appreciate what May was saying. That's right. It's going to be Christmas time, and we also are remembering our friends who celebrate Hanukkah as well. So thanks again for the call, May. We sure appreciate it. And if I had a Ferrari, I'd give it to her. just for that. You could drive around and call from there. All right. Welcome back, of course, to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. Let me see. Okay, now, we'll change gears here just a little bit before we get to the next break. And, of course, earlier this in the last few days, George Santos was expelled from Congress. It wasn't a unanimous vote, obviously, but George Santos, of course, had a lot of, shall we say, falsehoods about who he was and what his life was and so forth. This all was, you know, went into the mix of why he was essentially taken out of his role as a United States representative. Over the weekend, even Saturday Night Live got in on the action. Very funny comedian Bowen Yang portrayed Santos in the show's cold open. I saw it later on a video that was very well done and very funny indeed. But a lot of people probably aren't aware of many of the different things that George Santos actually said in terms of his embellishments, shall we say. Well, this from NBC News or NBC New York, here's a little, just a partial list of some of the things that he talked about. This, again, why this was so, and a very huge embarrassment, too. To so many people in the Republican Party, because you had this person who was obviously not legitimate in terms of how they were representing themselves and what they were trying to accomplish in Congress. He lied about where he went to school. He admitted he did not attend universities that he had previously claimed on his resume. The New York Times subsequently reported that some Santos staffers uncovered that and other lies in 2021 and left his staff when he refused to end his campaign. He lied about where he worked. He lied about owning a number of rental properties. Later on, he acknowledged that he didn't. He lied about being robbed of his rent money. The New York PD has no record of such a robbery. He lied, and this is also quite bizarre. I think that's the only way to put it. He lied about being Jewish. Santos repeatedly said during a campaign he was a proud American Jew, but later backtracked and identified as Jewish. That is, spelled J-E-W-I-S-H. So he said he was Jewish. And that's insulting in and of itself, isn't it? After reporting raised questions about his ethnicity. He lied about his criminal status in Brazil. Santos has stridently denied committing crimes in Brazil or anywhere else. But Brazilian prosecutors have moved to reopen years-old fraud case against him. He lied to donors, evidently. He lied about his athletic accomplishments. Long Island GOP officials said Santos told them he was a star volleyball player at Baruch College. He also told a radio show in 2020 that he had a full scholarship to Baruch to play volleyball, and he'd had both knees replaced as a result of his athletic career. He's also since acknowledged he never attended Baruch, and there was no evidence his knees have been replaced. This is just bizarre stuff. It's very strange and bizarre. I guess it's a little bit of comic relief in the midst of everything else we're hearing about attacks on shipping and so forth. Lying about the timing of his mother's death in connection to 9/11. Santos has publicly said that the 9/11 attacks claimed his mother's life, though she died in 2016, and there's no evidence of a connection. He also claimed his mother was at her office inside the World Trade Center during the attacks, but records obtained by NBC News show she was living in Brazil at the time. Lied about his campaign finances. He denied any improprieties in his fundraising, but law enforcement sources tell NBC4 that federal prosecutors are looking into his campaign finances amid claims of fraud and improper donations. Lying about who his campaign treasurer was. Thomas Duttweiler was listed as the replacement for Santos's longtime treasurer, Nancy Marks, but an attorney for Duttweiler quickly disputed the campaign filing, said Duttweiler would not be taking over as treasurer and was working with the FEC to resolve the confusion. Lying about his name, Santos said his full name was George Anthony DeVolder Santos, and he campaigned and serves as George Santos, but the New York Times and Washington Post reported that as recently as 2019, he appeared at events billed as Anthony DeVolder, and was identified to external clients by his employer, as George DeVolder. Lied to investors, lied about raising money for a veteran's dog, lied about being mugged in Manhattan. So I don't know, folks. I think it's probably better off if he's not in Congress anymore. Oh, we live in a weird world, don't we? Kyle Warren with you. We're going to be right back after this. Stay right there.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I will put him in the earth.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Yes, give it to someone special. That's right. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. A little bit of Christmas bumper music bringing us back in here to the fourth segment of our number one. And once again, thank you to Michael, listening on AM860, The Answer, for his great suggestion about, yeah, it's time to play some Christmas music. Well, it's here. It's December. We're heading into the Christmas season, and you know, we fully agree, Michael. We're glad to have it aboard here, and thank you again for the direct message, and thanks for what you said as well. I appreciate it. All right, so okay, so here we are, folks. It is time for the Trucker Traveler Report, and those of you new to the program will love to know, of course, that what we do here in this part of the program, in hour number one and hour two, is we want to make sure that our travelers, our trucker friends, anybody out there, whatever you're doing, and you've got to stay up throughout the overnight hours, working or doing whatever it is that you're doing, we want to make sure that you keep going. We want to make sure that you're still revved up. We want to make sure that you are, you know, continuing through the overnight hours without a hitch. And we typically have a song to keep you pumped up. Well, here we go. This morning, folks, one of my favorite artists of all time, the late, great Tom Petty. And this is a great song. It's probably, and you know, you may not have heard this so much as a radio hit per se. I think it was still a pretty substantial hit. But this is a really good one from him. It's called Change of Heart.
Yeah.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Change of heart. There's been a change, no doubt, in that song. And that's one of those songs that, you know, every time you hear it, every time you listen through it, you know, it's definitely a song with like a lot of emotion. But it's not just like going crazy. It's very deliberate. And I love that about this particular song and Tom Petty and his ability to write, and so forth. Especially, you know, when he was with the Traveling Wilburys, he fit in just completely. And, really and of course he's gone now. We lost him way too soon. But literally he was, just a great talent. And when he worked with George Harrison, and Roy Orbison, right, Jeff Lynne from ELO and the Traveling Wilburys, just had a real magic. And that was a great supergroup. And I'm not going to take too long, but one of the things about supergroups is that they're always vying for, you know, look at me and I'm the star. But those guys, when the Traveling Wilburys, they all got together and it was like the band was the star. And, you know, Bob Dylan was part of it as well. And they just were able to do something that transcended these typical superband type deal. Okay, well, let's take a look at our weather here, the time we have. Clipper storm to spread snow, rain from Midwest to Mid-Atlantic ahead of big warm-up. This from AccuWeather. Meteorologists warn that a storm from Canada will dive southeast into midweek, spreading a swath of snow and rain from the Dakotas to Virginia. That is likely to lead to travel disruptions, so keep that in mind. A major warm-up will build from the plains to the east in the wake of the storm. The Clipper storm will travel southeastward along the divide of mild and chilly air, where the coldest air is to be northeast and the warmest air to the southwest. It is on the cold side of the storm where wintry travel problems are a concern. Impacts on travel as the storm moves along will depend on where snow falls at a steady clip for a few hours, versus a more showery nature or as well when the road surface temperatures are likely to be lowest. Now, taking a look at some of these weather advisories and so forth, certainly up in the Pacific Northwest, we'll talk about the precipitation here in a moment because they're getting pounded right now with all kinds of rain with this atmospheric river event that's coming along. We've got even avalanche warnings up in northern Montana, northwestern Montana and northern Idaho, it looks like. So certainly if you're coming up through I-90, you're coming out of Seattle on your way in through northern Idaho down towards Missoula. By the time you get to Spokane, there's obviously just all kinds of rain and mixed in with snow. So be careful there in 4th of July Pass as you come through there. Certainly going down I-90 out of Spokane, down through Richville, Moses Lake, you've got rain and sometimes rain mixed with snow. But as I was just saying, our friends in Seattle and listener Joan sent us a message from Seattle just a few days ago. I hope that you're doing just fine there, Joan, because you've got all kinds of moderate rain right now. It's covering most of the western half of the state of Washington, all the way down to Portland, Oregon, down the coast there towards Newport. And I'm sure Richard the Marine may be getting his share of rain and snow right now. Not rain and snow, but rain, heavy rain right now. Then over in Chicago, Illinois, we got rain mixed with snow happening right now. That's going to head over into Wisconsin, over towards Freeport, down in through Illinois, central Illinois. You've got that happening. Bloomington, Decatur, Springfield, down through, down into Missouri, parts of Missouri as well. So you definitely want to be aware of that. That's what we're seeing in terms of precipitation on the radar. Various and sundry showers in Montana as well, mixed in rain and snow near Harleton, then also near White Sulphur Springs as well. But it looks like, for example, Great Falls is looking pretty clear right now. Missoula looking pretty clear. But definitely if you're going to be, as I said, in that Spokane area coming up I-90 over across Idaho into Montana, you've got a lot to deal with there. So do be careful. Walla Walla, our friends in Walla Walla, by the way, it looks like you've got some rain in that area as well. So again, folks, be careful out there. We want you to get there in one piece. That's our great hope. And it looks like more high winds warnings there for our friends in Cheyenne, Wyoming right now as well. Then we've got a freezing fog advisory. This is going to be in southern part of Missouri, Poplar Bluff. This is going to head over towards Evansville, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, I believe, Louisville. You've got dense fog advisories going on there right now. So do be careful there as well, because, again, once that visibility goes down, it's all bets are off. You just have to be super, super careful. All right, folks, so we're going to head into the top of the hour break. You'll hear your top of the hour news coming up here in just a few moments. We're going to pay a couple of bills for the show, and we are going to be coming back with your telephone calls, of course, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you, and we will see you on the other side.
Where's the money?
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.